Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. September 1st, 2021. My new article on LinkedIn, Education for Global Awareness. The integral reality where we are raising children today is very different from the one where we grew up. In order for them to thrive in an interconnected world, they must be conscious of how connected we are, and the sooner we begin to teach them this, the better. We should explain to them that we are living on planet Earth, and show them what Earth is like. Not only its round shape, but the soil, the plants, the animals, and the people, and how we are all connected in one system. Subsequently, we should tell them about our solar system, how the sun and the moon affect the Earth, how seasons change, and how natural forces shape our lives. We should also show them that when civilizations and nations are disconnected, they become hostile, and when they feel close, they help each other. The main point we need to show is the union among all of nature's forces in a single, integral mechanism, and how it influences us. We need to come to see that even if we are connected through a mobile device or a computer, and we are living in the virtual realm, we are still connected in the physical world, and not only to other people but to everything. As a result, children will grow up knowing how important it is to nurture good connections with their surroundings, with the people around them and with all of nature. They will feel that if they do not care for the environment, both social and natural, it will mistreat them, too. That way, they won't have to suffer the consequences of ignorance, as is happening to us today. When we think of our treatment of others and of Earth more in terms of a relationship, it is easy to see that reciprocity is necessary. It is clear that a successful relationship requires consideration from all sides, and that the benefits of having friends and loved ones far outweigh the efforts. When we cannot see that we are all connected, we have no impetus to be considerate. Unlike animals, who do not want to harm others intentionally, people are born with a built-in ill will, as in, the inclination of a man's heart is evil from his youth. Therefore, we cannot let children grow without cultivating reciprocity and mutual consideration, as is happening now. We must educate them, and educate ourselves to see the interconnectedness and interdependence of all things, and conduct ourselves accordingly. Michael Leitman, on Quora, when will the Messiah come? The wisdom of Kabbalah explains that the Messiah, Mashiach in Hebrew, is a force of salvation. It pulls us out of our ego and brings us to love and mutual connection. The Hebrew word for Messiah, Mashiach, comes from the word to pull, limshuk. This force, which pulls us from bad to good, from an egoistic reality of prioritizing self-benefit to an altruistic reality where we prioritize love and positive connection among us, will appear when we want it to, and the reason it has yet to appear is that we have yet to desire it. It is written that the Messiah will arrive on a white donkey. The Hebrew word for donkey, chama, comes from the word for matter or substance, chama. The matter or substance of creation is the desire to receive pleasure. When this substance becomes white, the Messiah will come. By no means does this relate to colors in any physical sense, but internally, if we wish to get rid of our egoistic quality, which is represented by black, and to turn it into the white substance of bestowal upon humanity, then the Messiah will come. The Messiah is not a person or an imaginary figure. The Messiah is the inner desire that awakens in us, such that we will want to pull ourselves out of this evil that stems from our ego, the competition and unfounded hatred between us. This force, when we want it to govern us, is called Messiah. Naturally, we await the Messiah. Based on a talk and inside look with Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman and Ron Levi. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman. I am still young. Question: soon you will be 75 years old. You are a very cheerful, positive, and pleasant person all the time. One can see that you have good internal energy. Do you have any tips on how to wake up being cheerful and in a good mood? Answer: I cannot give advice because I have a special job. I wake up at 1:30 in the morning, and starting from 3 in the morning I officially give lessons over the internet to thousands of students around the world. Question: why does this happen at night? Answer: so no one interferes and distracts people from classes. Plus, it's not night everywhere. My students literally live on all continents and they all connect to us. Perhaps, it is convenient for some and not very convenient for others. But it has been established this way from generation to generation that Kabbalah is taught at night. Question: when do you rest? Sleep is a physiological need and you have to do it. Answer: after the lesson from 6 to 7 in the morning I sleep for about an hour, sometimes maybe even an hour and a half. And then I go to bed between 8 and 9 p.m. After many years I have adapted to such a schedule and I cannot do it any other way. Comment: your example shows that if someone engages in doing something and understands why he is doing it, he can adapt to any sleep pattern. And he does not lose health and remains in excellent physical and mental shape. My response: I am still young. I am only 75 years old. From CAB TV's Meetings with Kabbalah, July 29, 2021. Prenatal development in spirituality. Question: does a person feel his spiritual prenatal state? Answer: we must begin to feel that we are all inside the Creator, as it is written, there is none else besides Him. If I put myself in the feeling that I am inside the womb of the spiritual upper mother, the so-called Elohim, and this is the property of Bina, which raises me, fully cares for me, and determines all my feelings, thoughts, properties, and actions, and I try to hold on to her with all my might, this means that I adhere to her womb, and want to act only in harmony with her. This is how I develop. Try to think about this all the time. There is none else besides Him. And all this is only in order to develop me in the right direction. He is good and doing good. If I keep thinking this way all the time, then I adhere to the upper one and begin to feel that I am inside the spiritual mother. After passing through several such stages, I am born, meaning I begin to understand her even more, to feel her, to see her. This is how the birth process takes place, perhaps, not very pleasantly, somewhat dramatically, but relatively briefly. And after that, a different connection with the upper one is realized that flows constantly, only on a higher level, when you already understand more, know more, babble, smile in a spiritual sense, and feel a different reaction. You have a connection, but not on an inanimate level where the main thing for you is to grasp, and you still do not feel anything. It is like an insensitive mother who does not really react to you because you do not have the corresponding feelings of perception yet. And then, by developing your perception, you see her in a different way, like a child who begins to feel his mother. From CAB TV's The Power of the Book of Zohar, number 18. Are animals destroying us? Comment: in India, scientists have discovered a deadly virus in bats for the first time. It is transmitted both to humans from animals and from an infected person to other people. The mortality rate from the disease is 40 to 75%. There is no vaccine or medicine for it. World Health Organization in Australia, after a drought and forest fires, a new adversity has hit the country: mice. Millions and millions of mice have entered farms and cities. They are not affected by poison, floods, or the cold weather. The Guardian: the most dangerous species of termites in the world has been discovered in Israel. They eat everything they come across: buildings, trees, and plastic. The Times of Israel: it feels like animals are attacking us today. Nature has begun to press us, Very hard. Question: can you give your comment on this? Answer: we oppose ourselves to all the forces of nature by our relationships with each other. The most important thing is between people and generally with regard to nature, our consumeristic attitude toward it. As a result, nature learns from us to treat us the way we treat it. There is nothing you can do about it. Is there a greater pest in our world than man? He is the only pest. Everything else is environmentally friendly. If necessary, something eats something, but all this is within the framework of general interdependence, ecology, and so on. Man, however, indiscriminately like a flamethrower torches everything and does what he wants. Question: it never happened before. Why is it happening now? Answer: we have already reached the beginning of the finish line. This is the beginning of the end. The unbridled egoism of a person begins to manifest itself and in such a form that it is really impossible to restrain it. Look at what we are doing with mutual hatred, what we are doing with weapons, armaments. Why do we need so much? Billions and billions of tons of TNT equivalent nuclear charges and so on. What for? Why do we need more and more? A person simply cannot stop. Therefore, as a result, we violate all the equilibrium that could exist in nature and exceed this by egoistic disequilibrium by billions of times. And nature begins to react. Question: why precisely through animals? Answer: they are the closest to us. Inanimate, vegetative, animate, and then human degrees. If we ourselves scramble down from the human degree to the animal degree, then we bring all our egoistic disequilibrium there. Therefore, the animate degree becomes so unbridled and irrepressible that it is also ready to devour everything. Question: how can we understand that they are urging us to do something? Answer: they by themselves do not urge us to anything. There is no reasonable answer there. It is an instinct that reacts to our incorrect interference in it. After all, we are breaking this entire balance at our level. When it passes to the animals, there is already such mayhem going on. Question: you are saying that the pyramid is like this: human, animal, vegetable, and inanimate. Does it mean that we have descended from the human degree to the animal degree because of our hatred and lack of love for each other? Answer: instead of raising ourselves and them together with us, and creating a general balance in all of nature and bringing it from this pyramidal state into a round one, so that everything complements one another, we instead lower all of nature by descending to the animalistic degree and even to the vegetative degree. We do not want to consider anything, except our egoism. We also consider our egoism only to the extent that it is convenient for us. Comment: you once said that humanity has already adopted some kind of round state. My response: we are given such a state as our goal from above, and we are completely opposite to it from below. Question: is the mutual interconnection of humanity, interdependence, a goal that is given to us from above? Answer: yes. Nature treats us as one single whole. Look, all kinds of diseases, viruses, fires, hurricanes, and so on are descending on us. All this is generally given to all of humanity and not to any particular part of it or even to one mainland. Yet, we react to this absolutely one-sidedly. That is, it does not matter to us where and what, the main thing is me. Instead, we need to react in such a way that through our correct relationships we could eventually make the world balanced and round. Question: who will whisper this to us? Animals will not do that. Answer: we could whisper, but no one hears either whispers or screams. In this case it means suffering. I hope that suffering will quickly lead us to understanding, and understanding will lead to the correct decision. Question: so that we ourselves will shorten the period of suffering? Answer: yes. It depends on the dissemination of the method of Kabbalah. Only it speaks about what can be done in this state in our world. Question: to bring the world to balance? Answer, yes, there is no other possibility. From CabTV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, June 28, 2021. The lot fell out and you are going forward. Prophets, Joshua, 13:6, only divide it by lot to the Israelites for an inheritance, as I have commanded you. Question, what does it mean to cast lots? Answer, the fact is that everything is predetermined and the whole future picture is extremely clear in all details and in all states. But all the tribes must internally agree with this. On one hand, they must understand the division of the land, desire, on the other hand, the connection between themselves to realize that everything comes from the Creator. Only in this way can they land on this particular desire. Therefore, whether you agree or not, the lot has been cast, and you are moving forward. Question, which is more difficult, to move by lot or by consent? Answer, by consent. The lot descends from above. Like it or not, you agree. When you yourself wish, or at least you yourself cast lots, this is another matter. This is already work. From CabTV's Secrets of the Eternal Book, August 2, 2021. Blitz of Kabbalah Tips, at the International Academy of Kabbalah. Question, how many years do you have to go with your eyes closed in faith above reason in order to understand where you are? Answer, as soon as you can go with your eyes closed in faith above reason, your eyes will immediately open. Question, is it possible to connect a situation when friends go together toward a spiritual goal and at the same time are engaged in some common hobby, for example, soccer? Answer, Kabbalah does not consider that a person should be limited in any way. But he must study so seriously that he can see that he is changing his preferences anyway. His awareness of good and evil changes, and so does the benefit gained from this or that occupation. That is, a reassessment of values takes place in his life. Question, how can I help my friends increase their desire for spiritual advancement? Answer, by setting an example. Question, how can we feel that we are working correctly with the states that the Creator sends us? Answer, if each of your states ultimately leads you to a greater connection with the group and through it with the Creator, then it is realized correctly. Basically, all the states that you receive are necessary for your spiritual advancement. And their correct realization occurs only if you direct them to a greater connection with the group. Question, how do we acquire the Hisaron, desire, to ask you questions? Answer, it depends on how much you work on yourself. Usually questions arise in people who systematically study, take notes, summarize, and analyze. As a result of such studies, they have serious questions, claims, and complaints in general, anything. But only if a person is serious and consistently works on himself. From CabTV's video conference. The right to enter the land of Israel. And the Lord said to Joshua, see, I have given into your hand Jericho and its king, the mighty warriors. Prophets, Joshua, 6:2. Question, the Creator gave this land to the Israelites on the condition they would move according to his laws. Does his assurance he is giving it to them come from this condition? Answer, naturally. How else can he give it and to whom? If you do not observe the laws, it means that you cannot use what the Creator gives you. The people who are coming closer to the entrance to the Holy Land, that is, to the quality of bestowal, love, and mutual connection, are not awarded anything by themselves. Only if they agree to fulfill the conditions of the Creator will they obtain the right to enter. Comment, but they have been through so much. My response, all of it is preparation. That is why they are at the entrance to the land of Israel. From CabTV's Secrets of the Eternal Book, July 12, 2021. The Parable of the Rich Man and His Son. Letter 25, Balha Sulam. One day, the rich man had to travel far away for many years. The rich man feared that his son would waste his wealth by poor judgment, so he exchanged his properties for gemstones, jewels, and gold, and built a cellar deep in the ground where he hid all the gold, gemstones, and jewels. But he also put his son in there. He summoned his loyal servants and ordered them to keep his son from leaving the cellar until his 20th birthday. Each day they were to bring down to him every food and drink, but absolutely no fire or candles. They were also to check the walls and seal every crevice so that no sunlight would penetrate. For his health, they were to take him out of the cellar each day for 1 hour and walk him through the city, but carefully watching that he does not run away. On his 20th birthday, they were to give him candles, open a window for him, and let him out. The parable speaks about our state. The great, wise, and very kind Father, the Creator, intentionally keeps us in a dark basement so that we will treat what we have correctly. Until we become wiser, we should not see the treasures that are around us. On the other hand, we have the opportunity to go outside and, while studying Kabbalah, look at how others are having fun and doing all sorts of silly things. Sometimes we even envy the way they spend their time. And we just sit around and grieve that we have not received anything yet. As time goes on, we slowly accumulate various impressions from the things that exist in this world, what we have sacrificed and given up in order to constantly think about the upper world and the Creator, although we do not see anything in this yet. Digesting all these states, we feel great suffering. Naturally, the son's affliction was intolerable, especially when he would walk outside and see all the boys eating and drinking merrily on the street, without any guards or time limits, while he was imprisoned with few moments of light. The walks outside make him feel even worse because he sees his state relative to others. And if he tried to run, he would be beaten mercilessly. We see that if we leave Kabbalah, we are no better off, we eat ourselves up. What are we doing in this world? What for? Why? We are dissatisfied from two sides, with both this and that. But he was most upset when he heard that his own father had caused him this affliction. After all, this governance comes to us from the Creator. Why does the good and absolute do this to us? For they were his father's servants, carrying out his father's orders. That is, our entire world and everything that exists in it, and all the people around us, carry out the orders of the Creator. Naturally, he deemed his father the cruelest of all the cruel that ever lived, for who has heard of such a thing? This is what he begins to realize in his state. This is just like us. While still unable to justify the Creator, we see how bad we feel. For a year, 2, 5 years or more, we sit, try to study, to understand something and sort out all the knowledge in ourselves, and still we do not understand anything, we are unable to comprehend and, we are in increasing darkness. On his 20th birthday, the servants lowered down to him a candle, as his father had commanded. The boy took the candle and began to look around. And lo and behold, what did he see? Sacks filled with gold and every royal delight. The entire world is before him. He can do whatever he wants, use absolutely everything. He understands everything, knows everything, everything is in his hands, eternity, infinity, perfection, everything. Only then did he understand that his father is truly merciful, and that all his trouble was only for his own good. He immediately understood that the servants would certainly let him out of the cellar, and so he did. He came out of the cellar, and there was no guarding, no cruel servants. Instead, he is a noble man, wealthier than the wealthiest people in the land. What happened? Balha Sulam writes, but in truth, there is nothing new here, for it becomes revealed that he was so very wealthy to begin with, but in his perception he was poor and destitute, oppressed in the pit all his days. Now, in a single moment, he has gained tremendous riches and rose from the deep pit to the top of the roof. He envied the other young people who walk in the open, sit in cafes in the evenings, meet with each other, and he is unhappy and leads an aimless life in an empty, cold basement. In fact, all of it was just in his own feelings. He felt that he was poor and destitute, oppressed in the pit all his days. Now, in a single moment, he has gained tremendous riches. It seems to him that he had become rich, but in fact he was rich all the time. This is the same as a person suddenly receiving a notification from the bank that he has an inheritance in his bank account. Although this inheritance was bequeathed to him 10 years ago, only now has the bank realized it and notified him about it. It happens. This happened to me once. I once lived in Rehovot, a small town 30 kilometers from Petach Tikva. I had a bank account there. Of course, I forgot about it. Banks do not like to remind their customers about this. If you owe them, this is another matter, but if they owe you, then they keep the money. They do not steal them, they just do not have to notify you. My friend discovered this account by chance. She went to the bank on her own business and at the same time asked, "What does Leitman have in his account?" The employee at the bank replied that there were 90,000 shekels in my account. It was a long time ago and then it was a large amount of money. Therefore, I understand this young man who suddenly discovered that, as it turns out, he is really rich and noble, understands and knows everything, and can control everything. He became eternal, perfect, infinite, and unlimited. In fact, as Balhasulam writes, nothing new happened, because it happened only with respect to the person himself. Imagine that all of you are sitting in a dark basement. You cannot get out of there. You have to spend a certain amount of time there and then you will be given a flashlight. And you will see that you do not even need to leave the basement, there is everything around you. Now you will be able to use this correctly, and therefore there is no need to hide anything from you. Who can understand this allegory? One who understands that the sins are the deep cellar with the careful watch not to let one out. It is simple, the cellar and the careful watch are all privileges and the Father's mercy over the Son. Without it, it would have been impossible for him to be as wealthy as his Father, and to become smart and wise. Therefore, it is necessary to lock up the Son and thus educate him in order to prepare different sensations in him. But the sins are actual sins and not mistakes. There is no coercion from above. Rather, before he regained his wealth, that feeling dominated in the full sense of the word. But once he has regained his wealth, he saw that all these were a Father's mercies and not at all cruelty. We must understand that the entire connection of love between the Father and his only Son depends on the recognition of the Father's compassion for the Son regarding the cellar and the darkness and the careful watch, for the Son sees in these mercies of the Father a great exertion and profound wisdom because he has grown up and can appreciate this. From Cab TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, March 31, 2019.